Text 12. William Shakespeare. Hamlet meets the ghost.
Whither wilt thou lead me? Speak, I'll go no further.
Mark me.
I will.
My hour is almost come, when I to sulphurous and tormenting flames must render up myself.
Alas, poor ghost!
Pity me not, but lend thy serious hearing to what I shall unfold.
Speak, I am bound to hear.
So art thou to revenge when thou shalt hear.
What?
I am thy father's spirit, doomed for a certain term to walk the night, and for the day confined to fast in fires, till the foul crimes done in my days of nature are burnt and purged away. But that I am forbid to tell the secrets of my prison house, I could a tale unfold whose lightest word would harrow up thy soul, freeze thy young blood, make thy two eyes like stars start from their spheres, thy knotted and combined locks to part, and each particular hair to stand an end, like quills upon the fretful porpentine. But this eternal blazon must not be to ears of flesh and blood. List, Hamlet, O list, if thou didst ever thy dear father love.
O God!
Revenge his foul and most unnatural murder.
Murder!
Murder most foul, as in the least it is, but this most foul, strange, and unnatural.
Haste me to note that I, with wings as swift as meditation or the thoughts of love, may sweep to my revenge.
I find thee apt. And duller shouldst thou be than the fat weed that roots itself in ease on Lethe wharf, wouldst thou not stir in this. Now, Hamlet, hear. 'Tis given out that, sleeping in mine orchard, a serpent stung me. So the whole ear of Denmark is by a forged process of my death rankly abused. But know, thou noble youth, the serpent that did sting thy father's life now wears his crown.
Oh, my prophetic soul! My uncle!
Aye, that incestuous, that adulterate beast, with witchcraft of his wit, with traitorous gifts. Oh, wicked wit and gifts that have the power so to seduce, one to his shameful lust, the will of my most seeming virtuous queen. Oh, Hamlet, what a falling off was there from me, whose love was of that dignity that it went hand in hand even with the vow I made to her in marriage, and to decline upon a wretch whose natural gifts were poor to those of mine. But virtue, as it never will be moved, though lewdness caught it in a shape of heaven, so lust, though to a radiant angel linked, will sate itself in a celestial bed and prey on garbage. But soft, methinks I scent the morning air, brief let me be. Sleeping within mine orchard, my custom always in the afternoon, upon my secure hour thy uncle stole, with juice of cursed Hebanon in a vial, and in the porches of mine ears did pour the leprous distillment, whose effect holds such an enmity with blood of man, that swift as quicksilver it courses through the natural gates and alleys of the body, and with a sudden vigour it doth posset and curd like eager droppings into milk the thin and wholesome blood. So did it mine, and a most instant tetter barked about, most laser-like, with vile and loathsome crust all my smooth body. Thus was I, sleeping, by a brother's hand of life, of crown, of queen, at once dispatched, cut off even in the blossoms of my sin, unhouseled, disappointed, unannulled. No reckoning made, but sent to my account with all my imperfections on my head. Oh, horrible! Oh, horrible! Most horrible! If thou hast nature in thee, bear it not. Let not the royal bed of Denmark be a couch for luxury and damned incest. But howsoever thou pursuest this act, taint not thy mind, nor let thy soul contrive against thy mother aught. Leave her to heaven, and to those thorns that in her bosom lodge to prick and sting her. Fare thee well at once. The glowworm shows the matin to be near, and gins to pale his ineffectual fire. Adieu, adieu, Hamlet. Remember me.